Good morning, friends. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, which means we now have three candles burning on our Advent wreath in the sanctuary. Even though we aren't there to see them, I'm sure we can all picture them from years past. Before today, we lit two purple candles, which remind us of the hope and peace that Jesus gives to us. Today's candle is pink and reminds us of the joy that we have in our hearts because we know Jesus loves us. Joy is one of my favorite words, not just at Christmas time, but all year. Do you know what joy means? The dictionary says that joy is the feeling of happiness that comes from something good happening or the sense of well-being. Some people might say that there isn't a whole lot of joy happening these days because of COVID. But as Christians, we're called to dig a little deeper. Let's compare happiness and joy. You might feel happy because the sun is shining and you have a friend over to spend the day with you, and you're going to get a donut for breakfast, a taco for lunch, and an ice cream cone for an afternoon snack. That sounds like a magical day, doesn't it? You know that Jesus loves you, and it feels like everything will be great forever. But how do you feel on a rainy day when you have a hard test at school and then you have to go to a doctor's appointment and you step in a mud puddle and get your shoes and socks all wet? You don't feel very happy today, do you? So does that mean that Jesus doesn't love you and that everything is all wrong? Absolutely not. Jesus loves us every single day and he's always with us, during the happy days and the lousy days. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, a gift from God. And when we have joy in our hearts, we know that bad days will come and go, but we choose to focus on all that we have to be thankful for because our trust is in God. Even when everything else around us seems to be bad, we know that God is good all the time. I'm thankful that God sent his son Jesus to be born in the manger because he loved us so much that he wanted us to have hope and peace and joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your many gifts to us. Thank you for hope and peace and joy. But thank you most of all for your son Jesus, who was born for us and died for us so that we might always live with joy in our hearts and share that joy with others. In his name we pray. Amen.